Oh, the season is getting closer and closer for Southern Indiana men's basketball. The Screaming Eagles starting summer workouts in only a couple of days. And Ishmael Habib, one of the newest Screaming Eagles, a point guard from Portland State, Chicago kid, is here on WREF to talk about his commitment and the upcoming new chapter in USI men's basketball. Ish, really appreciate the time. Congratulations on the commitment. How do you feel?
I feel good, man. I appreciate you for having me. I appreciate y'all for having me on. But yeah, I feel good. Just excited to get down there and start training camp and get to work, get to know everybody, build connection with everybody. So yeah, I feel good.
I think first blush reaction when people hear Ishmael Habib committed to USI, they're going to see, okay, he played his JUCO in Texas. He's coming from Portland State. Why is he coming to USI? That's random. They dig a little bit deeper and they see you're from Chicago, but ultimately you had a lot of different options in the transfer portal in this cycle, and geographically maybe not the most random school because, again, Chicago not too far, but why did you choose USI?
Actually, it was a big for me, it was just a big family decision. Just trying to come back a little bit closer and play in front of my family, especially with a lot of stuff that goes on in Chicago. So I just wanted my little brothers to be able to see me play more often, and let him feel like his older brother is a little bit closer to home. And then also just in the recruiting process, I feel like Coach Sprue and Coach Garrard, they just made me feel welcome, as they did to everybody else. But it was just different, just a different vibe that I got from Coach Garage. So I trusted him and I went with my gut.
You know, you talk about the recruiting process, and the thing that I really find really interesting about these recruiting processes is that it could be a couple of weeks or it could be a couple of years, or in your case, what, about 8 years, the recruiting process for you with Coach Sprue starting to hit you up when you were in high school as a freshman. So we'll talk about that. I mean, how persistent was Coach Sprue over the 8-year period? Because, I mean, that's resilient. You got to give him credit for sticking with it. Am I right?
Yeah, no, for sure. So he was actually recruiting Terrence Shannon Jr. In 2017 at Lincoln Park High School. And, he used to come to our practices. I really didn't know him like that. I was kind of just like behind the scenes. I guess him and my high school head coach, Patrice Gordon, would be talking about me here and there. But he was recruiting Terrence to come to Lewis and Clark because that's where Sprue used to coach at. And that didn't go through. But ever since I left Lincoln Park, I've just been on this amazing journey, college, JUCO. He just been following me at every stop, trying to get me to come to Southern Indiana. And now the right time has came, so. It's dope to see him just be persistent and consistent, just trying to get me throughout all these years.
Just out of curiosity, I mean, you know what Coach Sprue is like as a recruiter. What do you think it's going to be like playing for him? I mean, there's a difference, right, between the coach that's recruiting you and the coach that's coaching you every single day.
Yeah. Me and him talked. We had an honest conversation, and he told me what it was going to be. When I did come on campus, and he's gonna coach me, and I'm expected to be coached. Like, I want to be coached by a guy like that. He's gonna tell me the truth, and just take it, with a grain of salt. So, I love how he just acts, but we had a conversation, and he told me the honest truth. So I'm ready to see what it brings.
I got a Terrence Shannon question for you. When he was at Illinois, he got his number retired. And the banner was upside down. Did you slide into his DMs? You text him about that, saying, "Hey man, maybe if you were a little bit better, they would have slid your banner upright." I mean, you gotta be texting him and talking trash a little bit. Am I right?
So he's actually my brother, my oldest brother, best friend. So I didn't really talk trash. Probably my older brother talks trash to Terrence more than I did. I seen it though, and I was like, okay, that's a little bit weird. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, it's very weird. I'll tell you that right now.
So I wish I slid up, and said something. I was like, I ain't even gonna bother him. Let him do him.
Hey, Ish, being around a player like Terrence Shannon, that's bound to happen where you're from in Chicago. And I know that Lincoln Park produced some really, really great players over the years. I want to ask you about that and your background in Chicago. But first, I want to talk about you and your game and who you are. How would you describe your game right now?
I kind of compare myself to a little bit of a Damian Lillard, Kemba Walker type game. I can score the ball. I can be a really good point. I get other guys they shot when it's needed. I need to talk up more and command more. That's one thing that I need to do more. But other than that, I think I'm real chill. I think my teammates are gonna really, really like me, really, really mess with me. But yeah, man, we got different pieces this year. So, every year is different on the college basketball team. So, this year be a little bit, just doing everything on the basketball court, really guarding, passing, scoring, rebounding. Just trying to do everything that I can to lead this team in the right direction.
You mentioned Damon Kemba as kind of NBA comps. I like those. I tell you what, and you just tell me if you disagree. I watch your tape. I saw a little bit of Jalen Brunson in you. How do you feel about that?
Actually, my high school coach Patrice Gordon, he keeps telling me that I play a little bit like Jalen Brunson, crafty guard, 6 feet, 6'1", just trying to bank up down in the post, trying to get my post work actually kind of to be better. But other than that, yeah, I agree with that.
All right. Good. Then I can, add a notch to my belt in that regard. The other thing that you have in common with Jalen Brunson right now, you make the argument that Jalen Brunson is the most clutch player in the NBA. You certainly hit a couple of shots. That Portland State that got you on SportsCenter with a couple of buzzer beaters. I mean, that's national attention that players at the mid-major level don't experience every single day. You've had that. What was that like? I mean, you hit one against Cal Baptist. The other one was, help me out here. Portland, that's right. Yeah, so you hit those two. I mean, what was that like, that spotlight on you in those moments?
It was different. I mean, it was my last year was my first year of like real Division I basketball. Because my journey has been crazy, but it was different to get that attention. Just to see on social media what all these likes are bringing, and different people are in your comment section. It was crazy though. Because when I lost my brother, I felt like last year he was really with me. So. It was really different, but I was grateful for it, still got a lot more work to do, but I do like the ball in my hands when it comes to that time though. 'Cause that's what I'm made of. I tell Coach Garrard that like at the end of the game situations, I need the ball in my hand, but on this team, we got a lot of different pieces. So it's about really whoever who's hot at the end of the game and just, let them do what they got to do.
Ish, you mentioned your brother, and I know that that's a big presence in your life right now. Is your brother Mo, who passed away at age 24, how much does he currently affect and influence your life and your game on and off the floor? So, how much does he play a role in your life still, even after his passing?
Oh, huge, 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 huge. Like, so huge. Probably the biggest role, because he was like another soul of mine. And when he left, I feel like another, like, half of my soul was gone. Actually, when I out of high school, committed to Rio Grande Valley in Edinburgh, Texas. And then I quit the team because of that passing and went home, didn't play basketball for 6, 7 months. And then Javon Austin, he's at Stephen F. Austin now, introduced me to this guy named by Hayden Sowers at South Plains. So that's how I ended up at South Plains for the 22-23 season. And it was hard just quitting basketball because my brother passing, because he was everything. Like, we did a lot together, trained together, talked together, conversations we have. I just want to do what I got to do for him and stick to our vision that we always had. It took a lot out of me. I get emotional talking about it sometimes, but it's life, and you got to keep on going. Put your head up and keep on going.
My goal is not to make you emotional, right? But what I will say is this: the goal here is to get the fans to learn about you and to get to know you. And I don't think they can do that without getting to know what drives you and what motivates you. And you certainly have that in Mo and in your corner. So I think it's important. But the other thing is, USI right now is an opportunity for you to grow your game, expand your game, show off what you can do. It's also an opportunity for you to continue to make Mo proud, which is something I'm sure you did at Portland State, the way you carried yourself on and off the floor. What do you think, given, your context at USI, what would make Mo proud as far as how you go about your on and off court duties, right? When you commit to USI, when you get to USI, and when the season hits.
I think the biggest thing is gonna make him proud this year is just me being more talkative on the basketball court. After his passing, I kind of got in this box where I just where was like really, really to myself. Wasn't really trying to talk to anybody. I'm starting to grow out of that now, just coming out of my box. I think that's gonna make him really proud. And then off the court, just engaging with the fans, engaging with the community at USI. Doing more stuff on campus. Just not really being in a box, and just being more social and engaging, so.
Israel, I'll tell you is this. I mean, obviously, it's a terrible thing. It's a tragedy for you and for your family, but it's really cool that you're able to turn a negative into a positive and give yourself a direction and kind of a path in your game, right? On and off the court. And I can feel that just right here on this interview that you've got that. So, I mean, that's great. I mean that. That's awesome stuff. And for you, it's translated, right, into success on the court. And I know that you've had a lot of it at Portland State. I know you're a really effective 3-point shooter. Like you said, you can run an offense. And like you also said, game on the line, end of the game, you want the ball in your hand. So I'll ask you this. You want to improve your vocal leadership on the court. You talked about that. What else are you looking to improve upon in this upcoming summer with USI and add to your game?
I think this year, I mean, well, this summer actually, just when I get to USI, off workouts with the team, just personal workouts. I think one thing that I'm really looking to add before the season is, my post game, a little bit more Jalen Brunson like, a little bit more craftiness in the mid-range. I settled for a lot of threes last year. I mean, I only played in like six games, but this past season, but. Coming out, I settled for a lot of threes. And actually, that's one of the reasons why I left Portland State. They was trying to make me a player that I wasn't. Yeah, just improving my mid-range game, getting back to that, getting back to being crafty, drawing fouls, and become a three-level scorer, four-level scorer, as I should say.
Four level. Hold on. What's the fourth level?
In the game, you got, can you get to the basket? Your mid-range, obviously, can you shoot the three, and then you got the free throw.
Okay. I thought you were just getting kind of cavalier about your Cal Baptist half court shot, and then all of a sudden the half court heave was the fourth level.
I was gonna add that in there too, just beyond the three, like where's your range at, that too.
This is a tangent. But I've never actually run this by a player. Can we pause? I've got a basketball improvement, an improvement to the game that I'd like to implement, and I just need people to get on board. You want to hear my idea?
Yeah, what's up?
Okay. At the end of a game, I would say inside of 30 seconds, at the end of a quarter or a half, whatever level you're playing, a shot from beyond half court should not count against your field goal percentage unless you make it. I see this all the time in the NBA where, like, the end of the half, for example, buzzer will go off, and just at the last second after the buzzer, the players will shoot because they don't want to affect their field goal percentage, and I can see that. But it's also stupid that we're not seeing these actual, half court, full court heaves at the buzzer. So I think don't penalize a player for a miss from 75 feet, but you do give the player credit for making the shot. That's how I feel. How do you feel?
I totally 100% agree with that. That's crazy because I was just thinking about that.
Well, because field goal percentage is an important stat, and it's not necessarily indicative of how you shoot from 75 feet. So why is it affected from how you shoot from 75 feet?
You're right, 100%. I feel the same way about the
Good.
game, so you're
Good.
right.
I just wanted to detour us for a second, and I'm glad that you agree. Anyway, Ish, you mentioned a moment ago about last year about how your season was cut down short due to injury, took a medical red shirt. What's your status right now? Are you feeling good?
Yeah, I'm feeling good. Still inside the rehab phase a little bit. I know once I get down here, so I think I'm expected to miss like the first 2 weeks of camp. I don't know yet. Depends on what Jamal says, the trainer. Just trying to get with him and work through some stuff. But I made a lot of progress on my right knee. I'm just looking to get back on the court and get going.
Again, Ish Abib is here on WREF, and the newest Southern Indiana men's basketball player, a point guard from Portland State, originally from Chicago. And that's where I want to talk right now, because we had Ahmad Bynum on the show earlier, and Ahmad comes from Chicago. Ahmad played in the same league that you did in high school. Ahmad played with you in AAU, so you guys kind of grew up together. What's that going to be like playing with him again?
It's gonna be exciting. Yeah, I feel like it's gonna be new again. I'm actually kind of excited for it. You know, he reached out to me as soon as he committed, and it was just great to hear his voice and just to get on the same page. You know, get a feel from him. Because me and my our history is deep. Like, you know, we had some battles on that court, like some real battles, but. That's my boy, and you know, we're gonna make the best out of the situation, you know, and just him alongside with me in backcourt, with Trey. I think that's gonna really, really do some damage.
What's your favorite memory between Ishmael Habib and Ahmad Bynum on the court? I mean, what sticks out? You guys said, you just said you had some battles, so what comes to mind?
My favorite memory. I'm gonna be selfless on this one. My favorite memory is just watching Ahmad go crazy. I think we was playing. I don't know if it was Waukegan. I don't know if you ever heard of Waukegan area in Illinois, but I think we was in Waukegan. We playing for Mac Urban Fire. It's probably like the first tournament, and just to see him like go out there and ball, like not against me, but like against other people. I think that's my favorite memory of mine, and just seeing him like flourish inside that rail, and you know, just him doing him, you know, that's probably my favorite memory of mine.
Doesn't sound too selfish. You said selfish. I thought, oh, it was this time where I dunked on Ahmad Bynum when we were playing against each other. But did you ever play one-on-one with him just growing up?
Oh, so many times.
Okay. So I thought so. It was a leading question, okay? A leading question is someone like me, a lawyer or an interviewer, someone who asks questions for a living, you ask a question, you know the answer to, you ask a question to get to another question. So when I asked Ahmad about one-on-one, he kind of danced around the question, was like, yeah, we played and we, you know, we played. But he never told me who would win in one-on-one, which kind of makes me believe you probably won one-on-one more often than not. If he's not giving me an answer, it's probably because he doesn't like the answer. What say you?
I'll just say me and Ahmad taught each other how to play the game at a passionate level, to where we both were like really, really, really just going at each other next. Because one thing people don't know about me and Ahmad is that they had us like at each other next since we was young. Like we used to play in Rogers Park, called Loyola Park. I'll come in the gym, he'll lace his shoes up, we're ready to go, like one on one, like just put it on. We were probably the best two young kids at that gym. And it's a lot of hoopers inside the Chicago area, especially on the north side. And we were probably like the best two hoopers in that gym. And the crazy part is nobody really knew Ahmad when he was young. Till he got to about like 7th, 8th grade is when he started to like really flourish and like really just start killing. And then once he started killing, I'm like, okay, well, it's my turn now. So it was kind of just like this back and forth thing. But about the one-on-one, like we played so many times, like he won some, I won some, you know, but at the end of the day, it's all love and, you know.
I just got a couple more Ahmad Bynum questions, if you don't mind. It's just interesting, right? And you say that you guys were at each other's throats. I'm not going to lie, it kind of sounds like you didn't like the guy at times, just growing up. Was there any bad blood? Now, it's all competitive, right? But was there ever any bad blood between Ish and Ahmad?
I won't say there is any bad blood, but, you know, when you got this crowd saying, okay, Ish is better than Ahmad. You know, and then you got this crowd saying, no way, Cat is better than Ish. Obviously, when the two players meet on the court, it's like, okay, it's time to go. It's like, all right, let's see who really better now. You know what I mean? And, you know, from my smile, But yeah, that just it was no bad blood. It was just like all love, but like real competitive Chicago style basketball where you just had, his group and my group and people all over the city of Chicago just talking. So it was great for sure.
You know, Ish, what it really comes down to is this. You guys are playing together now, and I think a lot of the fans are going to be really excited to hear. You guys have a background, and you guys have a prior relationship on and off the court. But on the court, how does your game complement his? How does his game complement yours? You said that you two taught each other how to play the game. Well, now you have an opportunity to play together. And what does that do for your game? What does that do for his game?
No, I think this year, I'm committing to go to USR and playing alongside of me, and I think it'll really open up the floor for me, especially late in game, because Amar can score the ball. That's one thing he could do. Like, I think everybody just think of him as this 3-point shooter. I've been knowing him since I was young, so I feel like USR fans are gonna see a lot of scoring at different levels from Amar. He dunk on you if he needs to. I haven't seen him really dunk in a while. That's one thing I really miss. But he'll dunk on you if he needs to. He can get to the mid-range. He jumps high on his shot, real high. And he can shoot the three. So I think just with him me being on the floor with him, I'll be able to get him his shots when he needs it. Let him go, let him play on the ball. I'll get off the ball. Space the court out for him. And then late in games, I think it'll be really, really great. Once they start playing a little bit tighter on him, because they'll be scared of his shooting, obviously, and what he could do. And that, I think, opened up the floor for me. So just thinking the game in that way.
Ish, I want to go back to you for a second. You know, what's funny is what I do in recruiting news for USI out of season, and obviously in season, I'm more locked in on the games, right? But in recruiting, the whole world occurs on social media, okay? So follow you on social media and Twitter and Insta or whatever it is, and I see on your social media handle the word Mamba in your handle, and I think, okay. Well, first of all, that tells me a little bit about this guy, but also tells me that he's a Kobe dude, right? You're a Kobe Mamba mentality guy. Are you just an average, a lot of people are Kobe Bryant fans. So are you just a Kobe Bryant fan, or is it a little bit more for you that you carry that on the floor with you?
Yeah, it's a little, it's way more. I wouldn't even say a little bit more. I think Kobe my goat. So I wish I was 6'6", but he's my goat. I know since I was a kid, I used to practice his moves, like being like the height I am, just trying to practice his moves. But that's my goat, and I really took his mentality, and I just like really just was like, if he could work this hard, why can't nobody else do it? You know what I mean? So, but also with working hard, you got to be healthy. You got to be healthy, and I tend to overpush myself sometimes. That's one thing I'm starting to figure out about my body. But yeah, I love his mentality, and he's just one of the kind.
So a couple things. That makes you the only person from the city of Chicago that believes that Kobe Bryant is the GOAT. That's number one. Okay? No one else from Chicago thinks that.
Different.
I guess so. And then the other thing I'll tell you is this. If you believe that Kobe Bryant is the GOAT, I don't think that Coach Gerard believes that, but he's a big Kobe guy, and I think he takes Kobe over LeBron. I think it's Jordan Kobe. I don't want to speak for him, but I think that's how he ranks it, Jordan, then Kobe, then LeBron. So if you're a Kobe guy, then Coach Gerard, you and he will they'll get along. He loves Kobe Bryant, so you're good there.
Yeah, we talked about it. He loves Jordan though, because girl loves Jordan. He actually kind of looked like Jordan a little bit, so.
You think he looks like Jordan? I never even thought about it. I mean, I guess he's got the hairdo
He
for it.
got the
He's
hairdo,
got the hair for
the way he walks. So I'm like, okay, yeah, this is like NBA-esque.
I like it. I like it. Again, Ishmael Habib is here on WREF. Now, Ish, I'll ask you one more question. For you, I don't think a lot of people know this, but I think that you were engaged, right, very, very intimately with USI pretty early in the cycle. Even though you were announced pretty late, you were one of the first to actually commit, at least verbally. So when you were seeing the roster assemble almost around you, what was it like this summer, just kind of seeing it all come together?
I check here and there. I try not to get too much caught up in it because I let the coaches, I trust the coaches just to handle and just to bring the right pieces in. But as it just kept going, and I was like, okay, we got this guy, we got this guy. I felt like confident about the roster because this is a lot of the Division One experience. I feel like I think Sprue told me that we haven't had this many Division One experiences in a while. So I was like, okay. They're bringing a lot of Division One guys in, so a lot of Chicago guys in that I know, which made me even feel more comfortable. And then we got some guys coming in from HBCUs. Got some guys coming in from that played in Ohio Valley Conference. Stephen Clay from Morehead State. I know Ola already, so it just like made me feel like okay, it's a good roster to win this league. And I feel like OVC is a wide open league for us to win it this year. Obviously, with us being NCAA tournament eligible this year, played a big part of everybody coming in, I think. I feel like we got the best, honestly, I feel like we got the best team going into it. I have never played an OVC team. I did watch some film on SEMO and SIUE from last year, championship game. I know they got some guys that left. I know they're bringing in some new guys. I was just kind of watching like the offense and like trying to see like what they do, what they run. Not trying to look too far ahead, but I think we got the best team inside this league for sure. And I think I'll be surrounded by a lot of great young men, including myself, and that we're gonna get along. Hopefully, build something that's bigger than basketball. That's the goal always. Well, that's the goal for me. It's not everything; just not about basketball for me. Yeah.
We talked a lot about how you know Ahmad, but you said Ola too. I mean, who else do you know from the roster from your Chicago days? Just Ola and Ahmad?
I know Mod Ola, Amari. So Amari went to Lincoln Park
Okay, yeah.
with me. He was younger. He used to look up to me. Now, when I first verbally committed to USI, like I think a month ago or whenever it was, I reached out to him, Amari, and I couldn't recognize him at first. Like he looked so different, so like bigger, stronger. And I'm watching his film and I'm like, oh man, like he got Anthony Edwards written all over him. Like, you know
Oh,
what I mean?
yeah.
So, and that's what another thing USI fans are getting inside somebody that's young. Like, so to me, it's like Amari can go. You know what I mean? So he's gonna be a big asset to our team too. Hopefully, the coaches think the same way. But that's my young bull. He could play. He could play. I was watching his film and I was just amazed. And I was like, man, like it's a lot of pieces on this team. And then Ola, I play with Ola on Chicago Hoops a little bit for AAU. As a big, so we got a kind of we kind of got a little bit of connectivity over there already. But I think we'll be able to grow our relationship this year even more. And then with the rest of the guys coming in, I'm just looking to grow my relationship with each and everybody, because a connected team and it's a dangerous team. That's one thing about having a college basketball, you gotta have a connected team, so.
Well, that's the thing, right, Ish, is that I feel like with the transfer portal and with the fluidity of college basketball and college athletics as a whole, every team is trying to gel instantly. And every team is trying to get that team chemistry kind of on the fly. You're going to be on campus really soon in only a couple of days, right? And next week you guys start practice. So you look at that and you think, okay, well, how will this team that only has two returning scholarship players and Braxton Jones and Josiah Dunham, how will they have team chemistry? Well, actually, seems like you guys are in a pretty good spot in that regard because at least half the roster knows at least half the roster with you guys all being from Chicago. So advantage you guys, I guess.
No, for sure. And I actually talked to Brax. He's one of the first people I talked to too, because I heard he was coming back. So I reached out to him, just introducing myself, trying to, talk to him. So I think we're gonna be real, real, real connected. But I think the connectivity starts off the court, though. I think it starts off the court, just trying to get to know you, each other off the court, hanging out with each other. So.
No doubt. Hey, Ish, really appreciate the time. Congratulations. Get healthy. Get to campus. Everyone's really excited to see you, and everyone's even more excited to see you ball out in a USI uniform.
Thank you so much, Brad. I appreciate y'all for having me on. Oh, man, I appreciate you.
That's Ishmael Habib, the newest Screaming Eagle for Southern Indiana men's basketball, gearing up for the 2025-2026 season.